If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There. Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We will get to Dr. Love in a second. Before that, are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company, they offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
After being out at the mothership, with Jim Hansen and seeing everything, can you imagine not wanting to be part of this? Sand Hills Global is incredible. Everything is ascending, and this area is taking off.
Exciting.
It's exciting to get a chance to get free consultation with Carson Schott, and then you get a chance to see where you fit, and he'll help prepare you for the interview. There will be an interview, so he'll help prepare you for that, for what you have to be ready to go. But this is a life-changing, and don't think
life-changing
that it's just, okay, I just graduated, so I'm going to do this. You can be in the business for 10 years. You can be I'm a finance major, but I've been doing something else. Now I want to do this. Boom, here you go.
Fintech.
Go.
Currency.
GoCurrency.com/careers to apply today and learn more. It is time for our weekly edition of Dr. Love. Dr. Love, sponsored by Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
If you need any sort of if you're looking for a remodel, bathroom, anything in your house, there's one person to call. There's one person.
That's Randy.
Randy at Dinert Contracting.
Does Randy not sound like a contractor?
Randy Diner.
Yeah, sounds like Diner. Does that sound anything more like top of the line? I'm talking top shelf. That's what he is. He's top shelf. That's what you want done. Go ahead. Sorry about that, Jay.
They do kitchen, baths, and whole house remodels, additions, basement finishes, custom new homes. If you want to call Randy or text him, 402-417-5204. Diner Contracting.
Garages also. And he also does
garages.
He also has the planning part of it. With our other house, we were going to make a pretty big remodel, and Randy came out and designed everything. Ended up moving. Now, the other thing he did was, like I said, but in our basement, had to have a new bathroom put in like that. Randy Diner did it with great communication and great efficiency and extremely clean also.
Everything, that's important.
He puts down the plastic on the floor, all that stuff. So it's like, hey, there's no two problems with Diner. It's not like, well, we got everything done, but we're gonna have to get new carpeting.
Right.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you don't want to work or traipse and stuff through your house.
No, that's not how him and Hayden do it.
Randy Diner.
Yeah. What's that number again, Jay?
I just pulled it away. Hang on a second.
Sorry, that's on me. Yep, I did that. Yep,
killing me.
That's
here.
Me. Well, you forgot about the party.
402.
Whoops.
Whoops.
402-417-5204, Diner Contract. Okay, Dr. Love, we had an email actually off the bat from
Dr. email. Love. Okay, hang on, I gotta listen now.
Yeah, no, they'll get in the spot.
By the way, if you have questions, text us 402-464-5685. Dr. Love, this is from Dan.
Dan, okay.
After 34 years as news director at a Wichita radio station and over 12 years as the media coordinator for the district attorney, I'm retiring on Friday today.
Wow.
My wife has a huge honey-do list for me. I was under the impression that retirement meant total relaxation. Dr. Love, what do I do? That's from Dan in Wichita.
Dan in Wichita. I know Dan.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay, I feel for this. So he's retiring, and he felt like right away he's stacked up. Well, the one thing, this, if you have something to stand on here, because I will say this right away. With retirement, no, there's still honey-do lists, but you get to chip away at them. But I'm going to say this. There's a solid 2-week grace period of nothing. If nothing, you should have that right to be able to have. That's what I would kind of talk to your wife about. Say, listen, I'm glad to do this. Not an issue. We'll categorize them. We'll prioritize them. Get a plan for it. But just so you know, these first 2 weeks or even a month, I'm not. That's not what I'm doing. I'll mow the yard. We'll do our general maintenance. Other than that, I'm not fixing things up in the rafters. I'm not doing any of these things. I need this time. And I believe that you'll probably get a big sigh and a big smile like, you know what? You're right. Don't jump into this one like that. You're 100% right on this one.
I think you're right.
If you present this the right way, it's going to be a home run. Just say, hey, listen, I understand this. A lot of things we got going on. I do have a little more free time. You've put in your time to do this. Honey, what do you think about this? How about a 2-week?
And you feel good at 2 weeks. Not, you couldn't push that to a month.
Well, I would like to get it to a month. I think you can push it to a month, but at least 2 weeks. I mean, you need times where you wake up where the first thing you do is you sit and drink coffee, and you're not even thinking, I better get moving. Nope, I'm not better get moving. I'm going to go someplace. Here's the deal, too.
Nope, I'm not going to get moving.
And make sure on Monday, go out for breakfast and take her with you. Say, this is something we don't normally do.
That's a good idea.
Go out for breakfast on Monday morning, and that's like, okay, now it's like 10:30, and when you come home at 10:30, maybe take a nap. Try that out. Freshen yourself up a little bit. Yeah, it'd be nice. But you deserve that 2 weeks. Talking to her, explain it to her, then say, listen, let's prioritize this list and we'll get things done. We'll start working on that in about a month from now.
That's fabulous advice.
Congrats on retirement, though, today. Retiring today.
Dan's retiring today.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he's listening to the show.
He was in Wichita. He was in Wichita when I went down there. And I dined with him. We had tacos.
Is that the one you got sick at?
No. You got sick. But not on those tacos.
Okay.
He probably was the first one to report of the portal being down there.
Brett says, could maybe Dan go volunteer to be a greeter at the portal?
He probably could. But you don't have to
Dan
do anything.
Be good at that.
When you're retired, also, I love when someone says that. You're retired, what are you going to do? I don't have to do anything. That's the whole thing. You know, I don't need to have anything. Now, there is something about having somewhere to be for the little bit of regiment still in your life with that. My regiment ended up being you guys. That was my deal.
That's a good regiment.
My good regiment all of a sudden. I remember I took like a day. We beat Iowa, and then like 2 days later I was on the show with you yahoos.
You have a new bag. Pretty soon you had a new bag.
A new bag from Carhartt. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
All right, from Dr. Beck. Love.
Okay.
I think Dan.
Send us a picture from your party. There'll be a cake, Dan. Can you send a picture in?
Yeah, we'd like to see that.
I think you helped Dan. Let's move on to the next one.
Next to Mike. Now, this is why Dr. Love gets the big bucks here on this one.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Mike says this.
You can do this.
My wife sometimes catches me glancing or admiring other women.
Age old problem.
When she says something, I say, can you believe she's trying to pull off that outfit? You can only use that so many times. Help! What's my next move here?
That's a challenging one, Dr. Love.
Okay, we're challenged
here.
He needs another phrase to use besides, can you believe she's trying out that outfit?
What's another phrase?
I don't know. I guess, a couple things here. First, it's kind of like a lunar eclipse. Like that. Don't stare into the sun. Don't stare into the sun. Just first of all, you don't have
glance
to
here.
You don't learn to glance a little bit there. Don't just go.
If you're getting caught, this
if
is
you're
a
getting
problem.
Caught, yeah, that's probably the first problem. So you're that's kind of the first problem. Or what? I thought that was Judy. We went to high school together. Or I thought that was like that. Isn't that not Leanne? Isn't that Casey's friend?
Bill, she's 25.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't go to high school with her.
Or check some, yeah. No, I think she used to be the receptionist at our office. That's it. Like that.
That's all.
Yeah, that's
it. All I'm looking at it for.
Yeah, so have a little bit of a grin on your face when you say it. And just say, I'd rather have you up there in front of me like there than have that glance. I'd rather be you, honey. Just got kind of caught. So yeah, you want to have a little bit of fun. And like I said, and again, you don't stare in the sun too long. So I think right now the problem is like that is just your technique of going on.
Come on, Mike.
Try this one too, just an out of the box thought. Don't stare at other women. could try that one too. I know that's weird. Just try to figure that one out.
Age old issue.
But it's funny.
It is.
It's funny.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. That's very good.
Next up, unnamed texter.
I hope I helped.
I did help.
I think you did.
Unnamed texter says, my girlfriend wants to drive us around more, but her driving absolutely terrifies me. Ooh. How do I get out of this predicament? Dr. Love. Wants to drive us around.
These are good questions.
Yes. Good question like that. You know, first of all, the first thing you know, like that, I'm driving, you suck. Nope, stay away from that one. She likes to be the driver, certain situation. But I would do is, this is where... borderline, you want to push the envelope a little bit of like, just say, can I please drive? Just ride in the passenger side. I get almost borderline queasy. It's just, I'd rather be, if I drive, I just feel much better. Not about safety, just about,
Don't
raise the issue of safety. You want to raise the issue of like, I just feel better if I'm driving. Being in the passenger side, say this one, I get distracted and all of a sudden I'm in the car, I'm looking at my phone because I can. How about if I'm driving and then our conversations are way better because I'm driving, yeah. And then we can talk about this. And then also the best thing that you do is that you're able on Waze, you're so good on your phone that sometimes you can Google stuff immediately and get us going where I don't want to do this.
Turn it into a positive.
Exactly. But if you say, listen, this is on me. I want to drive. I get distracted. And I don't want to do that. When we're in here together, I want to have some one-on-one time for conversation. I'm better when I'm driving. And that all of a sudden, everyone's off our devices, and we're good to go in our ascending relationship.
Wow. Dr. Love, thank you. I think we all benefit from this, even when we don't have problems.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you.
Keep going.
Kevin, now we've had a lot of anniversary questions over the years. Kevin in Waukee says, Dr. Love, I'm about 12 months away, a full year away from my 25th wedding anniversary. How do I start planning for it? We've talked about what you do, but how do I start planning year away from now?
It's real simple. I think it's real simple. You have to write down sounds weird. What are your goals? Which means like that. It's like, hey, do I want to make this completely unique and exciting and a surprise? Or is it like, no, that's not what we're doing here. I'm going to plan it, but we're going to be involved in the planning together. You need to know that right away. It's like, if you just say to her, I got this, don't worry about it. Or you don't say anything. You gotta act like you don't even know what's going on and have a unique plan. But most likely for the 25th, there's going to be some time off of work. So you want to have a unique plan of like, okay, what's my goal? Is my goal just the two of us? Is my goal to be somewhere that's active, which means, okay, we go down to season before you go to an all-inclusive resort, stuff that I won't do anymore. Literally, I would get 100 steps a day. You didn't do anything. It was like, you're just like, you just did nothing, but just gorge yourself with food and drink.
Yep.
And so it's like, okay, what's our goal here? So do I want to see different areas? I want to be on a cruise. Do I want to see, or the next thing is people. Mm-hmm. Is the most important thing that she's with the people? It's like, you know what? This is great that we're going to be alone like that, but maybe halfway through the week, her best friend and her husband shows up.
That's
or the kids show up and
bring them in.
They're involved in this. But that, but
is that a surprise?
Yeah, it could be. If that could be a little, so it could be. Hey, listen, I'm going to have a little surprise. We're going to plan this with a little surprise to kind of see. Because all of a sudden, if you're on you know some event and you're going someplace, and okay, now we're going to change hotels and go here, and you get there, and it's like, is that Connie and Ray? Are you kidding me? Have that kind of plan,
fun,
so you know what it is right there. Because sometimes, also like that, like they're like, we're just going to reconnect for 14 days. It's like, all right, just the two of us. Maybe want to add somebody else in for a little bit of conversation and fun. So it's not wrong to say it. But have your plan of what you're trying to get done,
really
what the goal is to get done, and then you go from there. And that's how you get started with it. And then what's the thing that is it? Is it? Does she want something completely I've never done, or maybe she's like, you know what? She's an avid golfer. She loves to golf, so let's build this around that and figure that thing out.
Let's go to Hilton Head.
So I'd have a big list, a big to-do list, and then start it off with that.
Well, wrap it up with two comments. Kevin chimes in and says, wow, now I'm feeling the pressure. That was him. You answered his question.
How would you address the pressure?
I would say this right away. It's like there is no pressure. There is no pressure. How many times really you look back and go, thanks, anniversary sucked. I just don't hear that very much. I really don't see that. There's not a lot of high pressure for it. Anything you do is going to be a win in that. I think everything's going to do is going to be a win-win.
Let love be the pressure.
Let
release.
Love be the pressure. There's no pressure because you're going to kill it.
No, let love be the pressure release. You have your love.
I like that.
Kevin says also, and yes, we are big golfers. That's a good idea, Bill.
So there you go.
Got your love.
A trip with this. Then all of a sudden, guess what? We're getting ready. All of a sudden, you make the turn, and all of a sudden, and once again, is that our kids? Are you kidding me? They're going to play the last nine holes with us. And all of a sudden they jump in with us. You have all these things that are going to be, and it's going to turn out
that
fabulous.
That would be a good idea.
Fabulous.
Any more?
Well, we have one more comment here. This is from East Lincoln West says, I know Bill does speaking on the side here, but he should really start a life coach business. This is gold every week.
I think East Lincoln West is very kind of you.
It's very kind of you to be able to say that. Well, we have a mission statement. The mission statement is?
Sports talk and better times. And Dr. Love.
And Dr. Love.
You have to yell that every time.
Every day. He does it every time.
You can never say without yelling. You have to. It's a must. You can't just say.
Thank you for my sister getting our mission started.
And we will include Dr. Love in our show on June 25th in some form. They call me Dr.
That is another edition of Dr. Love, sponsored by Diner Contracting.
Randy!
Thank you to everybody for the submissions today. Wonderful.
If you want to corner Bill at Ruhlman's and ask him a couple of questions, you're open to that, right?
Absolutely.
Just corner you?
Yeah, exactly.
Dr. Love.
What I'd like to do is have someone like right before say, if I have the choice, be like, I'd like to catch you a little later. We have a question for you. So it's not you're just standing there. So it's like, okay, sounds good. So I know when I reconnect with the couple or with the young man or his wife, whatever, I kind of have an idea.
I think that's important.
Something coming like that. And I'm sure Phil will have a special spot for us. We'll talk to Phil.
Phil says on YouTube, Dr. Love at Ruhlman's needs to happen.
Yeah, well,
for the event. Yeah. We'll be there.
Thank you, Phil.
I also like that. Phil, could you chime in? I've got 50 text messages. On that first glorious night, people are asking, can they get photos on the ladder? There's been a lot of people asking for photo ops on the ladder.
Phil, chime back in on that one.
So, Phil, let me know. Phil,
chime in.
Yes.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today is a film Friday. There is a new movie. I know you don't hear much about movies in theaters anymore, but Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 2 is in theaters. That, of course, is starred by Tom Cruise.
See that?
I wish I was into the Mission Impossible. I'm not. But I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just not that
this
into it.
This looks good.
If you think you know your Tom Cruise movies, call us at 464-568-5.
I won't know the names of them, but I'll be able to tell you the plot line.
Shut Up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up, Sipple!
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
It's already a winning week for you guys in Shut Up, Sipple, so no pressure. But it is Film Friday. We want to end the week with a win.
I'm blanking on the name of my favorite movie right now.
Well, don't say it. It could be part of the
No, can't make it part
of the trivia today.
He's flying down to New Mexico and Venezuela and stuff like that. That was a great movie.
American made.
Yeah.
That's not an answer to that, so don't worry. Tom Cruise. We have Logan. Logan, how do you feel about Tom Cruise movies today?
I feel all right.
Right. Logan, nice. Where are you calling from, Logan?
Just Lincoln.
Okay.
Oh, Lincoln. Oh, Lincoln's okay. Good.
We didn't know we had any Lincoln listeners, so we appreciate this.
All right, Logan, first question to you. Bill, a lifeline for one question as always. Logan, in what 2005 movie does Tom Cruise star in an alien invasion that threatens the future of humanity and it's seen through the eyes of him and his family?
Is that War of the Worlds?
Brilliant!
Yes, it is. Trouble. War of the Worlds is...
Did you know it, Steve?
What year was that?
2005.
Yeah, I think I saw it in a theater.
Yeah.
It was good.
1-0 lead for Logan. Sip, in what 2004 movie does Tom Cruise play an engaging contract killer who takes a cab driver hostage as he makes his rounds from hit to hit one night in L.A.?
These
are all the official IMDb descriptions, by the way.
Yeah, gotcha. Bill, help?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay, one more time with that.
Yeah. 2004, Cruise plays an engaging contract killer who takes a cab driver hostage as he makes his rounds from hit to hit one night in Los Angeles. 5 seconds.
Five. I got nothing, Steve.
Four.
To live and die in L.A. At least wait for the words to come out of my mouth.
He said one word and he gave him a wah, wah, wah.
Wasn't correct. Do you want that one, Logan, or not?
Logan.
I feel like I should know it, but I better pass.
It would be Collateral.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of that movie.
Yes.
Got high scores in IMDb.
I'm not criticizing the game. I'm just saying I never heard of it.
For the win, last question, Logan. In what 1989 movie does Cruise star as Ron Kovic, who is paralyzed in the Vietnam War and becomes anti-war and a pro-human rights political activist after feeling betrayed by the country he fought for?
We're alive.
Five.
Yeah, darn it.
Yeah, we're alive.
5 seconds, Logan.
Logan, it's time's click.
Five.
Three.
Four.
Rain Man.
All right, we're alive. This is amazing.
Okay.
Now, I've seen the movie. I don't like it. It's a disturbing movie. I don't like his character, but it's a memorable movie, Born on the 4th of July. Wow.
We are alive.
We're in it. We can win it.
And Bill's in play, and I think we have a chance to get this right to win.
Oh. Okay, Bill, lock in.
A little pressure.
For the win, in what 1996 movie does Tom Cruise play a sports agent who decides to go independent after having a moral epiphany and retains one athlete and one colleague?
I gotta know this.
I don't know that. I get
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, I had it. I was just going to say, I had it. Jerry Maguire.
A film Friday victory.
We won.
We won that one out of nowhere.
I don't
know
how we did it.
Hey, Logan.
That is two straight Film Friday wins, by the way.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Hit it again. Logan, that's not fair.
No, Jerry Maguire.
Come on, Jerry Maguire. That was a layup one.
Logan, thanks for calling. Then we'll get you back on the coffee.
Thank you, Logan.
Calling down the road. Nice
Shut
try.
Up, Logan. Yeah,
thanks, guys. Congrats.
There we go.
Thank you.
Nice win. Tom
Logan
Cruise.
Logan was good.
He was good.
He's from Lincoln, too.
He's from Lincoln. We have a Lincoln listener.
For Bill.
We have more in Coeur d'Alene than Lincoln.
Coeur d'Alene. Coeur d'Alene.
Nice
Coeur
try.
D'Alene.
What is it?
Coeur d'Alene.
Coeur d'Alene. This is for Bill. What is the film length of the original Top Gun from 1986?
Are we talking hours and minutes or total minutes?
Hours and minutes, please.
Come on.
2 hours, 4 minutes.
Ooh, I was going to say 2:12.
1 hour and 50 minutes. Original Top Gun.
Is that pretty standard, 150?
How many times have you seen it?
Once.
Top Gun?
Once.
Oh, I'm at least 50. I'm at least 50.
Really?
Oh,
that's American made for sip.
Yeah, and if it's on at any part, I'm like, well, okay, I'm going to watch this. Okay, I'm going to watch this. It has everything. And then the new one, Maverick, whatever, is also, I've seen that one 10 times. Yeah.
You've seen American Made and you liked it. Have you seen American Made?
I have not seen
American Made. You would love it. True story, right?
Sip has watched it at least 100 times.
His character's really
good. You've watched Training Day
so
100
good.
Times. You've watched American Made 100 times.
Yeah, it's really good.
His character, Jake, you'd like his character. Bizarre character.
Third hour is next in early break.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.